as high winds and dry air conditions bring increased fire danger to the Bay Area this week. State parks are taking precautions. The North Bay holds some of the highest risk, with peak areas possibly seeing wind speeds reaching as high as 90 miles an hour tonight and tomorrow. Keeping that in mind, Mount Tamalpais State Park in Marin County is announcing some closures. And joining us with more on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, Sergeant Alexis Jones, Supervising State Park Officer on Mount Tam State Park. Sergeant, thank you for joining us on this Sunday afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to get some of this information out to our community members.
Well, we'll give you plenty of opportunity. Let me just ask, for those who are not familiar, can 90-mile-an-hour winds reach the top of Mount Tamalpais?
Oh, absolutely. We can see such strong gusts up at the top of not only Mount Tam, but our other Bay Area peaks, our state parks like Sugarloaf, and some of our peaks that are in Samuel P. Taylor out in West Marin, we can really see some big gusts, 70, 80, 90 miles an hour.
Yeah. Now, I know on one side of the mountain, the Fairfax-Bolinas Road was closed. What closures are in effect, and what precautions are you taking for those high winds?
Yeah, so Mount Tam State Park has a really unique geography and kind of microclimate. And as you get to the Pantole Complex, which is where Panoramic and Pantole Road kind of all intersect as Panoramic goes up and over from Mill Valley to Stinson Beach, we have this microclimate that's created at about 1,000 feet elevation, where right at Pantole we'll have really, really foggy, wet conditions, as many of our park visitors know as they're trying to hike down our trails, and it's dripping and wet and slippery. Then once you get above Pantole and above that 1,000-foot mark, you get into what we call the upper mountain, and the climate changes dramatically. And what we have up there are these high heat temperatures, exposed grasslands, and really ideal conditions for quick-moving wildfire. And so in that part of our park, what we see is low relative humidity in the air, so super dry conditions, very, very different from our lower mountain, as I mentioned. And we also have really low vegetation moisture because that area is above that fog line, above that cloud. And so our vegetation dries out. And when we get those winds kicking up, any spark could just absolutely kick off a wildfire and quickly move it through our grasslands into some of our densely forested and areas and into that wildlife-urban interface, which we share with our communities that are surrounding our watershed. So what we typically do during these red flag events is close the upper mountain to vehicle access. We had a fire in October of 2019, the Muir Fire, which happened along our coastal boundary off of Shoreline Highway. It was 58 acres, and it was caused by a vehicle, likely a cigarette that was thrown out the window of a car. So we like to close vehicle access to the upper mountain just as a precaution so we don't get a quick-moving wildfire.
Yeah. Understand the converters, the catalytic converters on the bottom of those cars can also be a cause of fires, especially in the grassy area. So another reason to close the mountain. Will the mountain stay closed for most of the weekend and into the start of the work week?
Absolutely. And you are absolutely correct about the catalytic converters. And what we have a problem with is folks, when they want to access a certain trailhead, they want to park as close as possible to it, and they'll park off-road. And that's when those catalytic converters can really kick off a fire. So thank you for bringing that up. What we do anticipate is a total upper mountain closure to vehicular access through Tuesday at 11 a.m. So October 27th, the red flag will lift. So right now, we aren't necessarily in a red flag, but we're closing in anticipation of the wind event. That will roll into the red flag closure today at 4 o'clock. So we have been closed all week because we had subsequent red flags all this this past week, and now it looks like we're rolling into this next red flag until Tuesday at 11.
Gotcha. Finally, Sergeant, if anybody needs more information, is there a website or a phone number?
Absolutely. Area code 415-388-2070 is our public phone line, and we always say be patient with that one because we have so many people calling. But really the best bet to get up-to-date information is our Facebook page, Mount Tamalpais State Park Facebook. If you follow us, we are diligent about updating that as soon as we get new information.